Hello, welcome back to the Amazing Career Project. This is video 13 on trying it on. And we are in the explore phase of our 5 steps to your amazing career. So here's the takeaway today. To know if a direction is right for you, you must try it on physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. So let's talk about what I mean. In previous videos, we've explored the idea that we don't want to project onto a new direction our any myths or misassumptions or misguided beliefs. For instance, if I do this, I'm going to have more work-life balance, when in fact you don't really know, right? Or if I like this, if I like to volunteer at a school, I'm going to love to teach. We don't really know that because the identity of teaching, the professional identity, what it requires, what it demands, the structure, the format, the environment may not be a fit. So we can't just glom onto an idea, this is going to be better, without trying it on. And one thing I've learned, because I've lived through this and I've made missteps and I want to share them with you. It's one thing to be at your computer reading about a field. Oh, what's it like to be a teacher? What's it like to start your own business? That isn't enough. Reading about it in a passive way is a great start. We're going to talk about that as one of the steps, but it isn't enough. You literally have to try it on. And let me give you an example of the steps I think are essential in trying it on. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how I did this after my 18-year corporate career, how I did it as a therapist, and then found that for me, therapy wasn't what I wanted to do, and how I'm doing it as a coach. So some right ways and some wrong ways. So what are the steps? First, you must research it as much as you can. And I consider that a passive activity. Go online, Google it. Let's say whatever direction you're looking for, a new job, starting a business, new career, research it online as much as you can. Read about it, articles, watch videos. What's it like to be a coach? What's it like to start a bakery? What's it like to be a graphic designer on my own, right? Or what's it like to move into this career when you're 40 plus? Read, 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 read. Then find a way to physically try it on. Whatever way you can do that, whether it's volunteering and putting yourself in that company or in that situation, or taking on a new project, or let's say you want to be a consultant and you want to help people with their social media, take on a client, take it on for free, right? Actually do the work. So there's volunteering, there's shadowing people so that you're physically there helping out, right? There's interning. And I know a lot of people say, well, how can I do this when I have a job? I need money. You've got to find a way. You've got to find a way to try it on. Then what that lets you do is you feel the experience. What's it like to be in that setting? What's it like to get up at 7 a.m. because, you know, you have to be there at 8 because you're a photographer and that's when the shoot starts, right? Feel it. And then here's the step. Don't deny what you feel, because if you deny it, you're going to make the wrong choice. And I have so many stories for you about that, which I will share in a minute. Feel it, process it. What did I like? What didn't I like? What's going to be a fit and what isn't going to be a fit, right? Integrate that and then refine your decisions. That's how you try it on. And why don't we take it in? Sometimes, why are we in denial? Because we've gone too far into the commitment and the investment of that direction, and we don't want to admit it was wrong. So we deny our experience. So let me give you my story and how this can hopefully help you. So after my 18-year career, when I said, I don't want to do this anymore, but what can I do? And then pretty quickly, in a month after I was laid off in a brutal way, I found therapy. And I jumped right in. So I did the right thing in my view, or a productive thing, in that I tried it on first. I found marriage and family therapy programs in my area. I found them online and I read the course curriculum. And I said to myself, I got to learn this stuff. I don't care what I do with it, I got to learn it. Then I interviewed at 2 schools. Perfect, trying it on. And then wonderfully, I couldn't just matriculate. I had to, because I had missed the deadline, I took a few classes. Fantastic. I'm in the class, I'm trying it on, And what I knew was I absolutely love it. I love being a student and I love this material. Great, perfect. Then what happened was I had an internship at the school, and the internship was really hard and really grueling. And I started to feel, in terms of what I was experiencing personally and the problems that I was helping clients deal with, I started to feel like, I'm not sure I'm right for this. I'm not sure this is a fit, and I'm not sure that I love it. But I'd invested so much in the master's, I said, just stick with it. It's too early to say that. But then I got out of school, passed with distinction, started my own therapy practice with several others, and that feeling stayed with me, stayed with me, stayed with me. And I stayed in it for 3 years until I had a fateful moment where something happened with a client where she said, I'm ready to end my life. And I knew in that moment that this is not what I wanted to be doing with my life. I didn't feel equipped. I didn't feel I had the expertise. Remember, we talked about mastering expertise. It's not what I wanted. I helped her through it. We got her to a new place, but I made that decision then and there. But that was years into it. So what could I have done differently? I think the master's was amazing, but I could have kept working in marketing or other things along with it, not just put all my eggs in that basket, right? So that I wouldn't feel so pressured. I could have listened to myself better when it wasn't feeling right, right? And I could have not waited so long to address that maybe you don't want to be a therapist, but you want to use the therapeutic tools. So I hope that's helpful. When I look at coaching, however, I did it a different way, in a more productive way. I tried it on, I interviewed people, I read everything I could about it, right? And then I got training, and then I tried it out. I got 5 pro bono clients so that I didn't feel like I was taking their money and I wasn't ready. I loved the pro bono work. And then it expanded and expanded. I tried it on. I tried executive coaching, I tried life coaching. I tried it all on and decided what fit. But I took the baby steps to get there so that I could try on, process, and then refine. That's the way to do it. So let's talk about the 4 buckets of this program. They are, I want to stay in this job, but I want more. I want a new job. I want to leave my employer. 3, I want a new career. Or 4, I'm really thinking about starting a new business. Let me just give you a few tips about how we try these directions on and what we have to think about. So staying but want more, so try it on. What does more look like to you? What do you really want? Do you want to be in another division? I can't tell you, when I was doing executive coaching, still am, I have clients who are high level in HR and they want to be in marketing, or vice versa, and they make it happen at Fortune 500 companies. That's empowered. It never occurred to me in my corporate life that I could say, you know, I'm not really thrilled doing this. I'd like to transition to that. So think about, what do you really want that's more? And start trying it on. What would it look like? What would it feel like? Ask your sponsor or your mentor, I'm thinking of making this transition, or I'm wanting more. What do you think the best steps are? And when you're really ready, talk to your supervisor about it if it's the right thing. Okay, in bucket 2, I'm ready. I'm ready to leave this employer and get a new job. So try it on. Use LinkedIn. Find 30 companies. Research 30 companies that you want to work for. And this is how it works. It used to be the jobs would just fall in your lap. The recruiter would call, yep, great, sounds good. Not today. You have to find the 30 companies you want to work for. And then research their culture, who's fitting there, what are the credentials, what's their linear trajectory, and see if you fit. And then talk to people who are there. Find a way to try it on as best you can. And then get the interview. And when you're in the interview, sitting there, look at how it feels. How's this feel for me? Does this person who'd be my boss, does it feel good, right? Energetically, mentally, physically, trying it on. Okay, I want a new career. Same idea. How can you try it on? You're thinking of starting a bakery. I want you to interview 3 people who have a bakery. And don't just interview people that are ragingly successful. Interview people that you know that tried it and it didn't work. That was another thing I did wrong. In therapy, I only interviewed 5 people and they were all ragingly successful. Well, what about the people that did burn out and didn't like it and did leave? What did they have to say about it? So try on any way you can. Refine the direction, go for it, find people who are doing it, start doing it any way you can. And finally, starting a new business. There's so much out there that can help you. Join those organizations, go to those events, and begin taking the steps to starting that business. What does it mean? Do a full competitive analysis. What is going to have to happen for me to be successful here? What's different in my coaching business than these 50 people in Connecticut, or 100 or 1,000 people, right? What am I going to have to do differently? Start the budget, start the business plan, start the financial planning, right? Where are you going to get the money for it? Try on all of those initial steps. Before you plunk down your money and invest, try the whole thing on. I hope that helps. I hope you're excited to try on your new directions. Remember, you want to take in the experience physically, mentally, energetically, spiritually, to see if that's really the right thing for you at this time. Do your homework. Don't forget to click the link below, and I will see you next time. Thank you.